This is from last week, but I don't remember exactly what I said last week. So let's
go. We did a half.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So anyway, the Nikuda is like this. You have one sikha where the Rebbe emphasizes the importance of Zman HaGolus. In other words, the Rebbe, this is a sikha in Chelik Yud Zayin. It's a very fundamental sikha. So here the Rebbe explains, I'm putting it in my words. L'cheira, when Gula is Be'en Areich greater than Golus, right? So we will come, the Gula will come, our Metzias, our current Metzias will have no significance at all. We'll be possible Metzias. In other words, like we discussed many times, you can have the Gila Likus, Eberstein, Edel Vadis, so where am I? I come nothing, right? So the Gula is going to come, my current Metzias is not going to have any significance. So in other words, you're talking about a Gula, me as I know myself today, I won't really be there because it's not going to be me. Then now I know myself as a person, as I know myself. And then it's something else totally. It's Elikos. So the Chayit, it's not really me. So what did the Rebbe explain? The Rebbe explains, this is something which we've gone through many times. The Rebbe here, the Rebbe puts in these words, the whole Metzias of the Gula, this all this Elikos, is all going to come through us. It's all going to come through our Aveda. So however great this Elikus may be, whatever it is, it's always going to be the current me today of Golos, Zman HaGolos, which brought all this to happen. So therefore, my current Metzias is never disappearing. On the contrary, the whole basis to Metzias of Gula is my Metzias. In other words, what do we have over here? The situation around me may change tremendously, but the one thing which is not going to change, and that is me myself. Why? Because I'm with the same. I'm with the one who brought the whole Gula. This is putting it in simple words of Sikha Dei Chelik Yud Zayin. But now, just to bring it in the wording of the Sikha, the Rebbe explains that the whole Gula, all the light of the Gula is going to be Yisrin Ha'od Mitecha Cheshach. Because of all the Cheshach of the Gulas, which we overcame this Cheshach. We were Mavarer and Mazachach the Cheshach. We did all the Berurim and we overcame the Cheshach. And then we managed to turn over this Cheshach to Eir. So we have Yisrin Ha'od Mitecha Cheshach. So hold this Eir, where is it coming from? It's actually coming from the Cheshach of Zman HaGolus. It's all coming from me. So I will always be there. So this is what it is. Because the Gula is actually only coming through the Golus, my Metzias of Golos is never disappearing. My Metzias, my current Metzias of Zman HaGolos is never disappearing. This is what the Rebbe explains in one Sikha, and we have similar, the Rebbe explains similar things in many Sikhas. Now we have a different Sikha. Here is the second Sikha, which we brought last week. The Sikha of Pashat Dvorim, Tov Shim Em Ches. The Rebbe explains, you know, there's several Madregas, there's Berurim, then there's Tumavar of the Cheshach, then it is even higher than that. The Yisrin Ha'od Mitecha Cheshach. That's even higher. The light, because of the Cheshach, it's more above regular light. So that is all coming from the Aveda of Golos, the Berurim, and the Yisrin Ha'od Mitecha Cheshach. Yeah? But the Rebbe says that is not Gula. What is Gula? Something which is totally above that. But that all this Aveda of Zman HaGolos, to bring down light, and then to have the Yisrin Ha'od Mitecha Cheshach, which is above everything, that's all nothing compared to Gula. Gula is something way beyond that. It's way beyond that. So now we have Lam Mamish here, the Rebbe is telling us one thing. You know, you should know me, my Mitzvah is never disappearing, because it's all going to be me. And here the Rebbe is telling me, you should know, even Yisrin Ha'od Mitecha Cheshach, which is the greatest, that's the greatest virtue of Gula, that that will bring the extra light. The Yisrin Ha'od Mitecha Cheshach, which is above regular light, that the Rebbe says is also not compared to Gula. Gula is something way before that. The Rebbe brings it from Eir HaTeir, doesn't make a difference. But this is what the Rebbe explains over there. So now, you have two ways of thinking here. One way the Rebbe says it's me. Another way the Rebbe says Gula is totally beyond that. Now, one of the points that the Rebbe brings out in the Sikha over there, which makes it even more hard. The Rebbe says, he's talking about then, this is Tov Shem Em Ches, and the Rebbe is storming about Admosai. So the Rebbe says, L'cheire, if you're going to say the whole Gula is only created through our Avedis HaBerurim, so a person can always argue, you know, I'm not ready for the Gula yet. I haven't finished my Berurim. So the Rebbe says, no, based on this, we just now explained the Gula is above anything. So what do you want to care what you're up to with your Berurim? It's the Gula is above all of that. Okay, so what have we done over here? We've said now, till the Rebbe explained to me, no, it's all me and here. Now, let's take a practical situation. I'm sitting here in Golos. I know I have a lot of things, bad things. I have a lot of bad in me which I haven't taken care of. And I should take care of it. I know I have a lot of bad which I haven't taken care of. So in the normal way of thinking would be that, you know what? I have to take care of my bad, and I have to refine my bad, turn it to the good. And with that, I will bring the gula. And so what's going to happen when the gula is going to come? I will have the advantage. You know, this gula which came, all this bad I had, I went and turned it over, made it good. And now this gula is in my credit. So I'm going to be existing there. Why? Because it came in my credit. He that ever comes and tells us, no, you have bad. You have done the gula is above any bururim. It's above all of that. You just want the gula. So that sort of is telling me, even though I know I have a lot of bad to take care of, the Rebbe says, don't worry about it. You have to just want the gula. So it's mamish two different opposite ways of thinking. So the truth is not opposite ways of thinking at all. We just try to explain what happened. We'll try to explain what goes on over here. One, we could say, as Rabbi David said last week, one way of thinking is what the Rebbe emphasized in the later years, which is definitely true. And by the way of thinking is what the regular way we've ever discussed earlier years. So now, here we go to, in order to explain this, we'll go back, we went in this sikha, we already discussed it last week, in sikha Ve'eda Tov Shinun Beis. The Rebbe explains that we all know this, it's a very common thing, we learn all about it, all everywhere, we're always learning about it, something which the Rebbe expounded, made a whole thing out of it, and what is this? That before Matan Torah, there was a difference between the Al-Yenim and Tachtonim. And therefore, when he did the obvious, did the mitzvahs, the Rebbe said, the mitzvahs never really came holy. The sticks which Jacques used for the makhlis never really came holy because the kedusha didn't permeate this world. Because there was a distinction, there was a separation between above and below. What happened to Matan Torah? Matan Torah came and broke this separation. Now when you do a mitzvah, you're actually bringing the kedusha into this world, this thing, this siddur actually comes holy, the tefillin comes holy. So Matan Torah broke this mechitza, this separation between above and below. Now this is a very basic idea which the Rebbe keeps on chazaring. It's an idea which the Rebbe expounded upon, brought it out in so many different ways, how everything before Matan Torah is completely different after Matan Torah. Matan Torah changed everything because now you have Arukus and this world connected together, and that happened by Matan Torah. Now we have in the later years, where the Rebbe brings out another Nekuda, which is totally opposite. It's totally opposite. And this is what we're going to learn right now. And this is in this Sikha, it's brought out more than anywhere else. Here in the Rebbe says in this Sikha like this, you should know, the others, they were before Matan Torah. Do you know why they were before Matan Torah? Because they didn't need Matan Torah. Why? Because by then, there was no, they didn't see when you need Matan Torah. If there's a separation of above below, so you need Matan Torah in order to bring the two parts together, right? That's when you need Matan Torah. But when, by the others, there was no separation from above and below. They never saw the separation. So they didn't need Matan Torah. And this is what the Rebbe says. Now the Rebbe says to us, the Rebbe says now, what is our avodah? So now, if the others never saw above and below, there was no difference for them, why did we have to have the whole procedure? The whole procedure of Matan Torah, because the idea was the others never saw the difference between above and below. The Avisha wanted to take it and put them in a situation where they're going to be below, they're going to be in the Choshech, and there in the Choshech, where the very big distinction between above and below, because above is light and here is dark, in Mitzrayim, in this world it's all dark, there in the Choshech, they're going to prove that what the others knew. I mean, they're going to prove in this Choshech that you should know the Choshech is not really no difference between the Choshech and the Oyer. In other words, again, the others, they never saw separation between above and below. But then, if it's Choshech wasn't a deterrent to Kedusha Bechlal. Choshech, it can be dealt with. So the others never saw a problem with Olam Hazeh. Everything in Olam Hazeh went exactly the way they used to. Even the greatest Choshech, the greatest Klippa, wasn't a contradiction. There was no difference. Contradiction of the Choshech did not negate the Oyer by the others. What did the Eibush do? He put the Eden into Choshech. There's a very, into Choshech, in the limitations and restrictions of Choshech. And there is an enormous difference between the Choshech and the Oyer, because you're stuck into the Choshech. And there Eden should prove while they are in the Choshech, that there is no difference. So that's the whole purpose, is to bring out that, even to bring it out, bring out that what the others knew
from day number one to bring it and prove it in the Choshech. Like you said last week, it's going back in a circle. To prove in the Choshech what the Avos already know. That's what our Avodah is. This is what the Rebbe explains over there. Now, good. Now let's go. Based on this, we can already start to understand how these two things we said before, which contradict, don't contradict. Why? Let's take this. So what do we have over here? Our goal is to prove in the Choshech itself that you should know the Choshech doesn't negate the Oir, right? So now there's several stages in this. Because when you're in Golos, and you're, let's say, in the ghetto, and everything is going against Yiddishkeit, yeah? To go and say to yourself, you should know, this Choshech doesn't contradict the Oir. That would be blind. When you close your eyes and you're davening, you could say that. You could think about that. But when you're in the world, the Choshech did negate the Oir. So what would you think then? What was your goal? You want to bring Mashiach. What would be your goal? I'm going to take the Choshech. I'm going to be mevarer it. I'm going to be mevarer and zach the Choshech. And then even I will accomplish the Yisra no'oi mitoich ha'Choshech. That would be the big Chiddush. To tell me that the Choshech doesn't negate the Oir in the first place was not possible to say. Because you're stuck in the Choshech. For the normal years, let's say it wasn't possible to say. Now we've come to a situation where the Rebbe says, the Choshech today, based on all the things we've discussed many times already about the whole situation, the world has changed and everything. So the Choshech, in essence, is not negating the Oir. Now, what's the only thing what's missing? I'm not identified with the fact, you should know that the Choshech is not negating the Oir. I'm still living in the old mentality. I see the Choshech, oh, that's an obstruction to Oir. So the Rebbe says, no, it's not really an obstruction. Today, you can deal with it. You're always going to have to deal with it. In Mois Mashiach, you're also going to have to deal with it. Why? Because then it could have been Mois Mashiach. It's all about doing it. It's all Aveda. So in Mois Mashiach, you're also going to have to deal with it. What? But the only difference in Mois Mashiach, you're going to know how to deal with it. So now already, you have to realize that you do know. You just have to put it to your mind that you can find within yourself how to deal with it. Oh, so now, let's go back to this person who is in a situation. I know I have a Yitzhara, I have a bad Yitzhara, there's many things I have to deal with. And what are you going to tell me? The Guru's got eyes, the Rebbe tells me in this Sikha, that even though I know there's a lot of bad, nevertheless, I should want the Gula Admosa, even though I have a lot of bad I haven't cleaned up. Which this is a very common thinking about a lot of people, most people. Mashiach, what about yourself? What about, there's so many from things to get carried away with. Why should you be involved with Mashiach? It's all based on this thinking. Look, Mashiach, I have to fix myself up. So what are the Nukudah, what's the Rebbe's response to this? All the bad you have in yourself, all these situations arising, these temptations, they don't negate the Oir. They don't negate the Oir. We are still living in this mentality. You should know we have an obstruction. These obstructions is going to be existing in your Mashiach. The only difference is going to be in Mashiach. I'm going to be full, surely confident. Everything which I see, this obstruction, the only purpose of this obstruction is just to show how I can use the Tzav Hashem. I'm going to see clear that I'm going to be confident that I have the ability to deal with it. Now, once upon a time, to tell a Yid, sitting in the ghetto, every Yid should have the confidence that he can deal with all the Choshech. That was something which was impossible to say. Tzadikim Gdolim, Rabbeim, they knew. Every Choshech, they knew how to deal with. They were confident they knew how to deal with it. To tell it to every person, no. So what you told the person is, you're going to have to overcome yourself, you're going to have Yishun HaOyim HaTeich HaChesh, you're going to have Ganed and all these different things. Nowadays, the Vort is, any Choshech we can deal with. The only thing is, we have not managed to convince ourselves that we can deal with it. So therefore, that's why the Rebbe says that even, that's why the Rebbe says that Sichel, even though a person had fear, even though in order to, the person can always say that I want to be Mavarim, to clean myself up, why should he want the Gula right away? The response is, if you want to clean yourself up, recognize the fact that all the dirt you have is not really negating the Oy. It just has to, you change your mindset about this dirt. So all these problems I have, these issues I have with myself, in other words, they don't negate the Oy. That means I can deal with it. I can deal with it, and I just have to be aware that I can deal with it, because if I deal with it, I'm going to see so much good. My life is going to be so much better. Once upon a time, a person used to deal with his bad, not necessarily he saw the results. If he saw the results, he may have seen it in a limited sense. Today we'll overcome our temptations and our all the things, we will see the results, so we can deal with all of it. So therefore, the Rebbe says, what is, even though you have different things to deal with, you should, what should be your ambition? To recognize that this is not an interference to the Gula in the first place. On the contrary, realize it's not an interference. When you realize it's not an interference, you will be bringing the Gula into your life. Okay, fine. That's one thing. Now, let's go to the other, next thing. What happens now when Mashiach is going to come? So now, this is a very crucial point. When is it the time that I come to realize that the choshech does not negate the oil? Here we're talking about the stage. You reach. We've come to understand. Today is a time that all our avodah is. We have to realize. We have to sort of explain ourselves that any all obstructions that we are having don't really negate. We just have to know. We have to deal with it. So we come. Okay, we've agreed with that. When do we come to realize that this darkness, that our darkness, doesn't negate the oil? When do we come to realize it? We realize it when we're still in Golus. Because when you meet Mashiach, we're not going to be challenged by this, the Choshech, as we come to it soon. We'll soon explain. When do I realize the Choshech doesn't negate the oil? Is when I'm in Golus and I have all this Choshech and I assume the Choshech is an obstruction to the oil, and the Rebbe is telling us, you should know, the Rebbeim told us once, don't worry about the Choshech, you overcome it, you'll have extra light, Yisrael the oil. Now the Rebbe says, this Choshech, you can come to realize it doesn't really negate. So all of this realization about the Choshech, when is it? In this manner goes. So now, the Tachlis, remember, let's go back. What would we say? The officer never saw an issue with the Choshech in the first place. They didn't see a separation between Choshech and light. Everything was the way the Ebishter wanted. They didn't see any issue at all. What is the purpose? In order, why did Hashem put us into this Choshech? Where we don't see that. We see the Choshech as a negation to light, something negating light. Why did Hashem put us in this situation? So we should prove, from the Choshech standpoint itself, from the standpoint of Choshech, we should prove that it doesn't negate. That's a Tachlis HaKvana. That's why they put us in this situation. So when do we actually fulfill this? When do we fulfill this purpose of the Eibishter, this Kvana of the Eibishter? When do we fulfill it? When we're in Golus, when we come to this realization that this darkness doesn't negate the light, that's when we fulfill the Eibishter's Kvana. So when is Gilei Atzmus? Gilei Atzmus, in order to fulfill the Kvana of the Eibishter, when is Gilei Atzmus? The in Golus. Because that's when we have the Choshech, we come to realize, hey, the Choshech doesn't negate the oil. That is when we have the revelation of Atzmus. Why not afterwards? Because the moment afterwards, once I prove to myself the Choshech doesn't negate the oil, the next moment, I don't have the obstruction of the Choshech, unlike the others. So what happens right after that, when I switch that mindset, opening my eyes, let's say, that is Gilei Atzmus. What happens after that? Once I have it firmly clear to myself, the Choshech is not negating the oil, anytime I see an abstraction, I won't have an issue with it. That's in Meisim Mashiach, where what's all my Veda? I don't have to struggle with the Choshech. The Choshech remains. Nothing in this world it will go away. The Choshech will remain. I will see the Choshech. I'll just see it as not something which is a struggle. I just have to deal with it. And the fact I'll deal with it, I'll do another mitzvah, I'll bring more light from the Eibishter. But I can't. So in the Meisim Mashiach, is no Gilei Atzmus. It's always added Giluyim and bringing more light. The overcoming the opposite, overcoming the obstruction is in Zman HaGolus. And that is when Gilei Atzmus. I realize that the opposite also doesn't contradict to the light. That is when the Kvana of Atzmus is fulfilled, and that's Gilei Atzmus. So therefore, when it comes to Mois Mashiach, what is going to be the basis to everything I do in Mois Mashiach? Everything I do in Mois Mashiach, whenever there's any Choshech, I'm not going to have an issue with it. Why am I not going to have an issue? Because I'm always going to recall back to when I was in Golus. When I was in Golus, I came to this realization of what? That the Choshech doesn't contradict the oil. When did I come to this realization? In Golus. So therefore, after the Yemei Mashiach, whenever I see the Choshech, I won't see it as a contradiction. Based on what? All my previous Golus. So here you have a very clearly, we're coming back to this, just finishing up the whole point. In Yemei Mashiach, we can have very clearly what? It's above any Yisrael, the Choshech. But what is going to back this awareness, the Amazim Mashiach of light above Yisrin, above everything, is my Aveda of Zman HaGolos. Right? Does it fall in that fact? Okay. So just one other point, what we discussed several times. In other words, what we have over here is what we said, we mentioned before. The Choshech is not changing. The only thing is changing my perception of the Choshech. Once upon a time, when a person couldn't come to realize that the Choshech never was a contradiction, all you could know about the Choshech, I have to overcome it, I'll bring a greater light. At that time, in those years, to change the Choshech should be give light, that would be Hashem will do. Now that we understand that it's above us, what we call above us, the Choshech, you call it a Schap, yeah, okay, this is, then it would be, when I thought the Choshech is an obstacle, and I had to struggle to overcome it, so who is going to change the Choshech to Oiv, that would be left to the Eibishter. Now that the Rebbe has told us that we can come to realize that the Choshech never negated the Oiv, that's our realization today, never negated. We can come to realize that today, it's never really good. It was just the only Abish that put us in this situation. So we should prove from the Choshech itself that it doesn't negate. But, so therefore, who's going to change the Choshech to Oir? The Choshech is staying, and my attitude is going to change. My attitude to the Choshech is going to stay. Okay. So basically, that's what it means. When it's said in the Sikha of Yishtar, that the Choshech is going to be done by us, and the change of the Choshech into Oir is going to be done by us, and not by anything outside of us. Okay.
Practical application.
Yeah. Yeah.
Person don't want to put feelings, right?
Yeah.
It's Choshech.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you do?
Very what I do. First, many things. I smile to him. And this time I didn't manage to get him to put on tefillin. I'll try it next time. Nothing has changed. It's just I know that I can eventually, I will eventually get across. I'll get across with him. I know that I'm always going on progress. Once upon a time, in Zman all going through all the years, I would put in my effort. I would sometimes lose out. At the best example, I would have to be sacrifice my life. And nowadays, it's always continuous progress. So am I successful 100% every moment? I haven't brought out the whole Gulamah in myself, and we're still in Golas. I haven't brought it out. But the fact is that every time we do, we can be successful. We will seek success. Yes, he didn't put on today. He smiled to him. Eventually, something will change. You'll get other people. I mean, there's unlimited. I mean, I'm sitting here. I haven't transformed the whole world, so I'm not successful. No, if I continue to work, every time I do something positive, the effect will be seen by myself. And Baruch Hashem, it's true. Yeah. That's what it is. So we're bringing out this unlimited potential we have. We have to bring it out. We haven't brought it out yet. No, we haven't. Okay, we're going to bring it. And even after Mashiach, we're still going to be bringing it. Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Good
night. Last time you told about that light, there is Choshech, and there is initial light.
So that's, we came back now today to the same point. What do we say here? What is the light? The light, I'm going to have to, one second. What we said last time, there's one light, which is regularly discussed, which is through overcoming the Choshech. Right? Overcoming. And then the Rebbe says there's a light of Gula, which is above even overcoming the Choshech. Right? Okay. So now, we're talking about this light, which is even above overcoming the Choshech. What is it? It's a light that the Choshech doesn't contradict it in the first place. It's not...
See our forefathers?
Like the others. Right. So now, we're talking about this light. When do I come to recognize this light? When I'm in Golus. Once upon a time when we were in Golus, we were always told the tremendous virtue that is in the light, which is acquired by overcoming the darkness. Now, the Rebbe told us that light, that's not part of our Veda today. Our Veda is to come to realize this, the light which the Choshech doesn't negate, the Choshech doesn't negate it in the first place, the light of the others. When do I come to realize this light of the others, which the Choshech doesn't negate in the first place? That is when I come to realize in my life how the truth is that Choshech is not negating light. This realization, once upon a time, a person could not come to realize. To tell a person Choshech is not negating light was not real. Today, every person in their life come to realize that actually the Choshech is not negating light. Just once upon a time, it was hard for me to recognize it. Now I can. So when do I come to this recognition? Even to this light, which the Choshech cannot negate. When do I come to realize it? In Zman HaGolus. When I realize that, that's when I switch from Golus to Gula. The switch from Golus to Gula is when I realize that the darkness does not negate the light. That is a switch. But when does that switch happen? When I'm in Golus. So everything which happens afterwards, when I'm going to continuously increase in light, because I know the darkness doesn't negate it. So every darkness, I'm going to see how to deal with it, how to use it for light, right? I'm all listening. But when I realize it, it's always coming from my recognition in Zman HaGolus. So the Golus is going to be the basis, the etzem, all of it of Zman HaGolus is the Golus. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Even this realization of this, changing of your mind, can change the situation.
The changing of the mind is that is it. There's nothing else. The situation, after change of mind, that this darkness doesn't contradict. So everything around me is the same. Nothing is changing. But whenever I see an obstruction, if I really know, I have the awareness that the Choshech is not negating, whenever I see the obstruction, I'm going to use it for the positive. So therefore, I'm using it for the, I'm going to, don't, I won't see it as an obstruction.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with this.
So what's the problem with it?
Different.